All right, guys, let's do a quick rundown of this upcoming week's training, starting Monday, July 6th through Friday, July 10th. Monday, for our barbell work, we've got deadlifts, spin over rows, and strict pull-ups. They'll be done individually, so you can focus on the one movement. For conditioning, we got 21, 15, 9 of burpees, box jumps, and ball slams. And then you got some core work of 5 by 20 sit-ups, 10 hollow rocks. On Tuesday, you've got some kettlebell work. You use some rows, cleans, and presses. And then you got a 10-minute cycle to where you're going to do 10 reps on the right arm. And you're going to alternate through the swing going eye level to snatch, eye level snatch, eye level snatch, eye level snatch. So it'll be 5 reps each movement. And then you'll switch that arm. Again, the idea with this is to not put the kettlebell down and just find a smooth, comfortable pace that you can make the 10 minutes. Then you got some running and skiing or rowing for the conditioning. Wednesday, we've got 3 parts. We're gonna do some dips, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, coupled with barbell curls. And you can do that 2 times through. So you do 12 dips, 12 curls. 10, 10, 8, 8, 6, 6, 4, 4, 2, 2, and then you'll repeat. Then we got some leg stuff, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 of lunges and goblet squats. And then you're going to have some core work of 5 by 30 sit-ups, 20 twists, 10 hollow rocks. Thursday, you're at home workout. You got 20 minutes. You're going to do 3-minute run, 2-minute walk. You'll want to upload your total distance in the Wattify for that. I really hope you guys are taking the time to do Thursday's at home running. There's also some core work added into that. Friday, we got a 20-minute EMOM with power cleans. And the way it'll work is you're going to do 5 power cleans, first minute, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then you're going to go back, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're going to go total 20 minutes. Your conditioning is going to be 7 times through, so 7 by 300, either 300 meters of the row or ski with a 90-second rest. Within your 90 seconds of rest, you'll do 10 hollow rocks. So nothing, not a whole lot of extra work doing your rest, just a little core work to make sure we're hitting that. Hopefully you've noticed we've been doing a lot of core work since we come back, and hopefully you're enjoying it. But to go on with the core work, you actually need to eat properly, hydrate, and stay off those adult frosty beverages to help see the work you've been putting in on your abs. As always, if you have any questions, hit me up, and I look forward to seeing everybody on Monday.